Hi, I'm Rachel Roberts.
And I'm Megan Segura.
And Rob cheated too?
Welcome to the Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the Real Housewives of New Jersey finale and, of course, Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, we spoke to Sheena Shea a few weeks ago, but she talks about this week's episode that we just watched, so be excited for that.
So you're in a very different place now than you were at the end of season five.
Yes. Oh, well, I'm single again, so that's the same.
And then, of course, our correspondent, Eric J. Mack, will be stopping by to share his thoughts on the most Erica Jane moment of the week. I have a feeling it has to do with those boots.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. And make sure you stick around because we'll have our Rose and Thorn of the Week and some fan shout-outs. So, Rachel, you're back.
I am.
Grace took over last week.
And then I killed her. No, I didn't. She's here. Say hi, Grace.
I'm still alive.
I listened. It was great. Good job, Grace.
Thank you.
I listened and I agree that Ariana and Teddy are the same person.
Oh, and we did get a comment about that, which we'll be shouting out at the end.
Oh, I didn't see it. Yeah. I'm excited to find out.
So what were you doing? Why weren't you here?
I was home because I'm from California. So I was in San Jose.
Home of Shervin.
I forgot. No, he's actually from Cupertino, but that's close to San Jose. But maybe he was there too. I did not run into him, which is such a bummer.
I feel like you would notice if you ran into him.
Oh my God, I'm sure we would hug and then we would just like hang out together.
Yeah.
And go drinking. Because that's what you do with Shervin, right?
Right.
My boyfriend met my parents for the first time.
Ooh.
So it was really intense. And then like 5 days later, I had a panic attack and I had food poisoning on New Year's Eve.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was like really great.
Wait, but was the panic attack a result of the food poisoning?
I think it was a mix. I think it was like the panic attack brought on food poisoning. The food poisoning also brought on kind of like anxiety. So it was like a mix going on.
Yeah.
So super fun way to ring in the new year.
Did your boyfriend have to stay and babysit you or did
he
go out?
So my parents got I'm from San Jose, but we were staying in San Francisco and my parents have a timeshare there. So we got this like super fancy hotel room and I invited some friends over. We're like, we'll eat, drink, and then we'll go out and then we'll go down the Embarcadero and watch fireworks. We did this last year. It was super fun. Cut to like 8:30 and I'm throwing up and like having a panic attack. So everyone just comes over and we just like end up watching Andy Cohen on CNN.
They're good friends for still coming over.
I know. And I felt so bad. I mean, I was feeling terrible, but I also felt like emotionally terrible. Yeah. I think that and that was also bringing out the panic attack because like I started not to feel well. And then I was like, but everyone's coming over and it's New Year's. And so it was just not good. But anyway, I got to watch Andy and Anderson and Don Lemon be like wasted.
Oh, really? I didn't watch it.
If you guys didn't watch CNN's coverage of New Year's Eve, I highly recommend going to watch Andy and Anderson interviewing John Mayer and Dave Chappelle because there are no words. It just was so amazing. Dave Chappelle's clearly very high.
Yeah.
Like at one point, Andy was like, so what do you guys do on your show? Because they like have a show on the road, I guess. And Dave's like, I think I'm going to let John handle that question. Like, he couldn't answer, like, what they even do. And then John Mayer's like, well, it's not the loftiest of questions, so sure, I'll handle that. It's just, like, brilliant. Please go watch it. I didn't get to wear my dress, which I was really bummed about, which is one of the dresses that I bought when I was drunk.
Oh, right. We referenced this, like, a couple episodes ago.
Right. So, yeah. Glad to be back in New York.
Well, we're glad to have you back. Let's get into some news and booze.
Yes.
Telephone, telegram, tell.
We're here with Laura Rosenfeld, news editor for The Daily Dish and BravoTV.com.
Yes. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Yes. Well, lots of news. Lots of news in the new year.
Lots of booze.
Well, new year, new man for Yolanda Hadid. Yes, she's got a new boyfriend. She's off the market, you guys.
Good for her, because I hate David Foster now.
Even though he's all over the place with Catherine McPhee?
More so because of that.
There are some PDA-packed pics of them.
I know,
that's for sure.
And I'm just like, So she...
back to Yolanda.
Yeah, but Yolanda did this one series about, like, a woman is always going to try to get your man, so you have to keep it, like, tight, always wear sexy underwear. And, like, she had, like, a whole list of why it's so easy to lose your man, like, in Beverly Hills. And I always think of that. It makes me sad.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
Was that before her Lyme disease battle?
It was when she would be, like, my king.
Yeah. It sounds like that time.
Yeah. You know who else used to give advice like that? Miranda Kerr, when she was with Orlando Bloom and they got divorced. Like, it's always women that give the advice of, like, you have to keep it sexy or else your guy's going to lose you. And it's like, I don't think that's true.
Right. I mean, that's obviously not true for you, Megan.
Oh.
I don't know why I'm being mean.
Okay, apparently Meg is in a state right now because I thought that would be like a ha ha ha. And she's like about to cry. I don't know what I just did. I'm sorry. I take it back. You're very sexy.
Eric?
You're very sexy. You're very sexy. I'm sorry.
Anyway, Yolanda, moving on.
Yeah, Yolanda's moving on. She has a new man. We don't know who he is.
Oh.
She's keeping the identity to herself for now.
Do we know anything about him?
A little bit. He's very private, as as you might be able to tell from her not identifying him in the public. He's also a businessman. Not sure what industry, what type of business, but we've got that little bit of detail.
That
but
could be anything.
Yeah, I know. But the important thing is Yolanda says she is so in love right now.
Let's all three give our best guess as to what this guy does for a living. I'll start and say I think he's a TV exec.
Ooh. Good guess.
It fits the bill.
Yeah.
Very on brand. Well, she met him. He knocked on her door at the farm. Is their meet cute? He just, like, magically appeared is how she describes it. Oh. So I'm saying something farm-related.
Oh.
Maybe.
Tractor salesman.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. That's what I was going to say.
Traveling salesman.
Traveling salesman. In 2018.
Yep, that's my guess. Traveling salesman.
That's it.
I was thinking real estate. Maybe he was, like, knocking on her door for me, like, this land, do you want to sell it?
And, like, Mohammed, kind of. Yes. She likes the real estate guys, maybe.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, she's off the market, in case you were wondering. That's what she's saying. Ugh. And, yeah, she's got a great new life now, it seems.
Good.
She's living on the West Coast. She has the farm. She's healing. She says she's healing from her Lyme disease battle. He's helping her heal.
She never has to work another day in her life if she doesn't want to. Because Gigi and Bella, I'm sure they'll foot the bill.
Hashtag proud mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so speaking of love is also in the air for the Vanderpump Rules crew, specifically Lala Kent.
Uh-huh.
As you know, there was a lot of talk about her boyfriend last season.
Her man.
Katie made a comment about my man. What the f*** did she say?
Yeah, her man. Last season. Yeah, there have been rumors. There have been reports circulating recently. And Lala has, like, now Lala is really going public with her man. She's posting a photo with him on Instagram. She's expressing her love for him on Instagram. And so...
So, guys, it's all cool. That's what we're saying.
And be cool. Yeah.
Don't be all uncool.
And speaking of Luann, as many of us heard, Luann's arrest in Palm Beach right before Christmas, her Real Housewives of New York City castmates are starting to speak out and react to the news. And we heard from E! News caught up with Bethany Frankel recently, and she commented on Luann's arrest. And so what Bethany had to say was, quote, "She's taking care of herself. She said she's in a good place. So, you know, like I said, we all have our flaws. Luann's no different. We all have high points, low points, times we feel confident, times we feel less confident. And so, but I'm sorry she's not here."
Can you now repeat that, but do it in a Bethany voice?
She's taking care of herself.
That's a little bit like Regis Philbin.
I
think they're similar.
Yeah. You know, like I said, we all have our flaws. Again, Regis Philbin. I don't know why she's Regis Philbin to me. Thank God that happened.
So pretty nice. And, I mean, one would hope and expect someone to be sensitive and empathetic about the situation. So nice to see that Bethany is being very supportive of Luann in this difficult time that she's going through.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously have their history that wasn't so good.
What? You f*** everyone! You are a slut and a liar and a hypocrite.
Oh, very nice.
And a snake. Oh. That's the truth.
You know, okay. I'm glad to hear that.
But there are certain things that I think transcend the drama of the show, and then people get like really serious and genuine.
Yeah.
They all have to come together. They're like family at this point.
Yeah, they're family, they're friends. You know, we all know that at the end of the day, they're all real friends, and they're all really going to come together and support each other in these times of need, mm-hmm. like Luann is experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for sharing the news.
My pleasure.
And where can people find you, Laura?
I don't know if people are going to spell my name right, but
it's a battle we all have.
Yes. I'm on Twitter at L.A. Rosenfeld.
And you guys can find links to all these stories in the description.
And go to The Daily Dish at BravoTV.com for even more.
All right, so this is going to be a little out of order, but it was the Real Housewives of New Jersey finale, so we wanted to get to that first.
Yes.
So this episode, we kind of begin with Teresa finally seeing Joe after what, like 8 months?
When Joe Gorga said that, I was like, oh my God.
It's been a long time, right? Because, you know, everything that we were, you know, with Narna.
Wait, you haven't been there since then?
I mean, no.
You're talking 7.5 to 8 months.
Wow.
I'm a little concerned. That's a long time not to see your husband.
That's a long time.
And then where is Fort Dick? It's up here. It's not, because he was at the one that Apollo was at, right? Which is farther away. Well, or was that always the one up here?
Let's let Grace explain, because she has experience with Fort Dicks.
All right, Fort Dicks.
Fort Dicks is a military base in southern New Jersey with apparently federal penitentiary. But also home to some youth soccer tournaments, which I participated in, I think, twice a year for ages 7 to 17.
And no one was like, maybe you shouldn't have a soccer field for youths near a state penitentiary?
I remember driving in with Tori Winogora and Carrie Fippinger. And
Shout out.
And we'd be like, is that the prison? And Carrie's dad would be like, no, it's not. And we'd be like, it says prison. And we'd be like...
So how many hours away is it, did you say?
It's pretty far. So I'm from Central Jersey, and it was probably, it's like, I think down towards Atlantic City. So it was like 2 hours from me. So it's probably like 3.5, 4 from where they are.
Yeah. Mm. So I feel like Teresa kind of said it in her book, Standing Strong, but like that it is, you know, multiple hours away. And it's one
she's
thing.
She's really busy.
Yeah, she's 4 daughters. I mean, they all have their extracurricular activities. I'm sure it does get difficult, but still 8 months.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's busy is just code for, like, I'm really mad at you.
Right.
To be honest, I'm nervous to see Joe after all this time. And I want to hear him say sorry, like, and really mean it. Because like, it's like, it's festering in my brain, and it's really bothering me. It really is. Like, I just... It's something that I can't stop it. And that's how I know I definitely have to express it, because if I keep it inside, it's not going to be a good thing.
I'm just so confused as to what's going to happen with them, because and what's even weirder to me is that they did have that conversation in front of the daughters.
I was like, there must be a playroom that they went to, right? Or like something like, now me and your dad are going to have some like personal time because I haven't seen him in a while. Like, right? I couldn't imagine that she was like, you need to apologize to me.
But then she said, he started crying, I started crying, then the girls started crying. I was like, wait, what? Like,
so he apologized.
Yeah, he did. He's like, I'm so sorry. He's like, I'll never let anything like this ever happen again. And then I started crying, and then he started crying, and he hugged me, and the girls were crying.
Right. I don't know.
That's heavy.
Yeah, it was really heavy. But I'm glad that he said he was sorry. But this is going to be kind of a theme, I think, this episode, because for me, we have a pattern of men doing wrong, and it's just like, you should be on your hands and knees begging forgiveness and being, I would be like, I mean, maybe he is and this is how he's dealing with it, but humiliated and be like, I am so sorry I did this to you. And I would say that every day, you know?
But will his new body make it just all wash away.
Right. What does it look like? What does Joe look like? This is what I hope. I hope that Joe has, like, I don't even know if I can say this, but it has, like, one of those, like, prison cell phones. And then he sends pictures to Teresa. Huh. So she gets to follow his journey. I'm, like, thinking at it as if it's, like, Orange is the New Black, and it's, like, these are real people.
Right.
Anyway.
Hey,
anyway, I just want to see his new body is what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I mean, we deserve a photo. So this little surprise party for Teresa, we only saw a little bit on the show, but in her book, she talks about it a lot. And it was interesting in the book because she says she and Melissa had to shoot some sort of promo earlier that day. And, like, no one was really saying happy birthday to her. Like, it was kind of awkward. And it was because they were doing the surprise party.
Yeah, but so Teresa doesn't know that.
Right. So she was, like, miserable all day and then came home to that. But then she also threw shade at the cake Melissa brings in the book.
Was it a cake of sprinkle cookies?
So I looked at it. It's kind of like a zebra print cake. And Teresa said, Melissa usually has good taste. I guess just not when it comes to me. Just like, Jesus, Teresa. Like, she was trying to help throw you a birthday party.
I feel like this is as good as it's gonna get between them.
Right, exactly.
Like, they're never gonna just be like peaches and cream.
Right.
It's always gonna be like a little bit of salt and vinegar. No, not a thing.
Oil and vinegar.
Oh my God, I'm Teresa.
It's really upsetting. I often say that.
I got a little teary-eyed when she was talking to the kids about, like, it's gonna be really different when your dad comes back home.
Yes.
Because what does that mean, as you said earlier?
I know.
When he comes home, so many things are going to be different.
So,
yeah,
we shall see. And she's got a little more time to figure out how she feels.
Right.
But speaking of big men, oh, no, this is last week's episode. I was really impressed by Margaret's ex-husband.
Oh, Jan.
Yeah.
He, like, seems like a nice guy.
I would not be big enough to be able to sit there and listen to her cry about leaving me and now my kids don't talk to her. It takes a big person to be able to feel sympathetic and, like, be there for her. I just was very impressed.
Also not a pushover, which I liked, where she was like, you chose a different life, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't resent you for that.
Right. Oh, so good.
For a long time, you were a great mother to the kids, to my kids. You had a great relationship with them, but you chose a different life. That's the way it is. I'd be lying if I said I didn't give a shit. I resent what you did, but I don't hold it against you.
Anyway, just a shout out to Jan.
Love you, Jan.
Love you, Jan. Party is what I wrote down.
Oh, Margaret's party.
Yeah, it's everybody's birthday.
Yeah. Okay, so Margaret made fun of the fact that Siggy has all these photos of herself in her foyer. But then at Margaret's party, it's huge blown-up photos of the same photo of her.
I thought it was weird that it was all the same photo. Because it is your birthday. Like, do what you want. People do that all the time where they, like, print out big photos of them. But, yeah, the same ones.
Right. Interesting.
Interesting choices.
Yeah.
The pictures in the marge.
I cannot believe that that's what her living room looked like, though. That they were able to make it so amazing.
I know.
Like, how did that happen in, like, an afternoon?
And the horse. What'd you think of the horse?
Well, the way that they, like, edited it, I thought she was going to, like, fall or something. Because everyone was like, like, in, like, a coming up on.
I feel like it's very slippery.
Is that a real horse?
No.
Not how I would always want to enter a room, but
right.
Imagine if you could always enter on a horse.
I know. It just reminded me of Kelly Bensimone's Hamptons home. Or was it her New York apartment?
No, it's her New York apartment.
And she has that huge horse statue just, like, sitting in the living room.
And then next to it, there was a chair made of teddy bears. Do you remember this?
Yes, that she made herself. Yep. Just glued a bunch of her kids' teddy bears to a chair.
She literally did that.
So it was a bear chair.
Margaret's birthday party.
Yes.
So many things. Did you think, oh my God, I don't even know where to start. First of all, I loved the decorations.
Yeah.
We talked about that a little bit. I loved the disco graveyard. I thought that was very cute.
Right.
The horse. Did you think Siggy was lying?
About the fall.
My ankle's throbbing. Tonight has been absolutely horrible. As I was getting ready for a party that I'm not even like super excited about going to, my heel missed a step and boom, I fell down 18 stairs.
Okay, it was more like I wasn't sure because just seeing how she's been reacting to everything in real time, I was like, oh, she absolutely made it up. But then when Melissa said,
bitch threw herself right down the stairs before she would want to go to Margaret's party. I'm sorry, that's what I told her. No, but that.
I was like, well, that I could see also.
You know how much I love myself. I wouldn't throw myself down the stairs. I'm all about the sink.
I thought she wasn't lying because why would you go to the effort of getting your makeup done? The fact that we had seen her getting her makeup done, I was like, then she's probably really getting ready to go.
But that said, my favorite thing of this episode is Dolores talking to Danielle Staub, who's like, oh, I don't believe her. And she goes, you're such a slob. I can't.
You're such a slob. I can't even speak to you.
It's my favorite insult now.
I know.
I'm going to start calling everyone a slob.
It's just like the perfect encapsulation of like, you're a garbage person I don't need to deal with. You're a slob. Like, it's so good.
It's so good. I literally wrote down, like, I'm only calling people slobs from now on.
What did you think of her wig?
I thought she looked like Diana Ross. I was like, oh my God, she really does. I never thought that before.
Yes.
But she's got the big eyes.
Right.
And the face shape is very similar.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, she looks like Diana Ross, who would be at Studio 54, I think. Right. Right? Isn't that what she would do?
But whether Siggy really did fall or not, she comes in a cast and basically is just like, yeah, I'm only here for them. I don't like you, Margaret. I don't want to be friends.
I never called you and said we wanted to be friends. I don't want to be friends. I came here to be with Therese and Melissa.
I could not believe that she did that. I just was like, I was watching with my roommate and she's from the South. She's from Atlanta. So she was like, does this woman have no class? And she like clutched her pearls basically and just like, you just, even if you think that, you don't say it. You're at, like, if you're going to take the effort to go to that person's house, just be like, happy birthday, thank you for inviting me, whatever. And then hang out with Teresa and whoever you just want to hang out with.
Right.
And I was kind of, I get why Teresa left with Siggy, but I was a little disappointed in her.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Maybe in the moment it felt good,
right.
But I think
she's
watching
back.
This back, she's not going to think she made the right decision.
Right.
I mean, yes, leaving with Dolores, she should.
I love Dolores. There were so many times during this episode that I just was like, first of all, the slob thing, I just love. And I love her because she always isn't afraid to just be like, I think you're garbage.
Right.
Like, she'll just, like, tell you, and it's amazing, and doesn't apologize for it.
It's also just weird because Siggy has said she's not coming back to the show. Bravo's issued a statement she's not coming back to the show. And that's like the first time I think a housewife has quit before the season was even over.
Right. It's usually like maybe in between seasons.
Yes.
Or like we find out even like right after or something. But it's never before the season has even ended.
Right.
Well, I think it was Melissa who said Siggy really does have a way out. And I was like, she does.
Look, I really do hope Siggy's not seriously hurt, but what are the chances that she literally falls on the way to Margaret's fabulous 50?
She has a swollen, almost a broken ankle.
If this is an excuse, genius.
Yeah, the whole thing was bananas. Like I said, we're watching it, and I was like, surely it's like over now. Siggy didn't come. But then there's like 50 more minutes of the episode.
Right.
I was so shocked by her behavior towards Margaret.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We still have the reunion. And we've mentioned it before, but I was there, and I can't wait to see how they...
Are you, considering that you were there, are you surprised that Siggy has said she's not coming back?
Kind of, because the reunion, it didn't... I don't know, the way it ended did not lead me to believe that she would quit.
Mm.
And the fact that she came and stayed through the whole thing, I don't know.
Because the only person that's never gone was Kim and Jacqueline.
Who's Kim? Oh, Richards.
Kim Richards.
Also, Maloof.
Oh, right. Bev and Jersey.
Yep.
I remember when Jacqueline didn't go.
Me too.
I loved this finale. And I feel like I liked this season of Jersey. And obviously all the Milan trip was, like, amazing. But, like, this finale was like, man, Jersey's so good.
Yeah.
I was just, like, so happy with it.
So you weren't less invested because you knew Siggy wasn't coming back?
No, not at all.
That's good.
If anything, I was just like, what is going to happen?
Right.
And then, like, I just did not see her falling and then still coming.
Yes.
I thought maybe she would bail and not show up, but, like, I did not see that. I mean, obviously, who sees, like, falling coming? But, ugh. You're such a slob. Maybe that's the title of the episode.
Okay.
You're such a slob.
But moving on from the finale, on to Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
I can't believe it's only episode 4 or 5.
So much has happened.
I know. It's like, surely it's been on for months.
Every episode is a new twist and turn.
And, like, Jax came in and he was like, just wait. Like, it starts off with me, but it's just everyone. And
right.
I was like, yeah, sure. I didn't think it would be everyone in the first, like, 5 minutes.
Like, we're just going through the guys now. Like, who's next? Sandoval? Did you cheat Sandoval?
I mean, I did have that thought considering that they aren't having sex.
And that's... He cheated on Kristen in Vegas.
Ariana!
But even a different girl,
oh,
too.
Right. Vegas girl, but he's from Miami. She's
in
from
the
Miami.
Shower without a condom. And it was when he and Kristen were going through a dry spell.
I'm just so disappointed in all of them. Like, I don't know why. Like, it should be just like, yeah, huh? Of course. But it's like, I don't know. I love Ariana.
You, I think, have been very, in general, upset lately with, like, the men on Vanderpump.
Yes. I mean, obviously, those of you who listened last week, I, like, lost my mind over Schwartz. Not just cheating, but calling someone else Bubba because, like, what the hell? But I get it. He's probably wasted. He was like, that's what he says to someone that he would be making out with. But that made me think it did happen because if you're that wasted that you're calling somebody else, you probably are just making out with somebody else, too.
Right. I also just feel that... I bet he really doesn't remember.
Like, oh, absolutely.
And that's why he feels no remorse or guilt because he's like, I don't remember. So, like, that shows you how drunk I was.
Okay, but remember when I got really, really, really drunk over summer and then you show me the video of myself dancing? I still get flashes of that and I'm mortified.
Right.
Mortified.
Right.
So,
which, by the way, you shouldn't be. You're just dancing.
I know, but later I'm also eating French fries. It's not, I can't walk. It's not great. Anyway, I've done things that I've been mortified about, but, like, again, all of these men I don't understand in general. Like, if I find out I do something terrible, I feel so awful. I would just be begging forgiveness, not right. Like, why aren't you over it? Really, I need my guys' nights. Ba-da-da-da-da.
And while I really don't appreciate seeing people in relationships setting rules and, like, ultimatums, I think in this instance, it is perfectly reasonable to be like, all right, multiple times now, you've gotten so drunk, you don't know what's happening, and you're not able to be in control of what you're doing. You're not allowed to take shots anymore, and I'm sorry, that's just going to be a boundary I set.
But what I think should be happening is Schwartz to have the wherewithal
to
be
course,
like,
in a perfect world,
I get so wasted
right.
that I cheat on my wife. Maybe I won't take shots anymore. Like, I just, how hard is that? Like, he should, and she deserves that. Like, if I was with anyone and they had that behavior and their response wasn't, I'm gonna get my shit together to make sure I never hurt you again, that's a red flag for me.
It's also, I think, because for me, if someone said you can't take shots anymore, I'd like, done and done. I don't really take them to begin with. But then you watch the rest of this group, and I guess there is that, like, it's a different environment.
It's like college.
All the time.
Yeah.
I mean, even the way Brittany was drinking in this episode.
All drinking.
Vodka soda. Or do you guys want to do a shot?
I'll just have a drink.
Yes. Here on the beverage list, and here's a wine.
I think we're going to start.
Thank you.
With shots.
Okay.
Like, shots, shots, shots. all the time. And all of them drink like that.
Right. I remember, like, two seasons ago, Sheena said something like, she's like, no, I'm actually going to take it easy. So just Jack and Coke.
Yeah.
Like, what? That's not what you drink when you take it easy. Like, what? Yeah, I get it because, like, I worked at a bar when I was in my 20s. Like, if you live that lifestyle, it's so easy to just, like, that's what you do. You just drink. You hang out at the bar. You hang out with your friends who work at the bar, too. So you're all drinking till, like, 5 in the morning. And then you get up late and then you go back to the bar. Like, that's what you do. So I get it to that extent. But, like, I think it's interesting to watch Vanderpump Rules, especially now, because all of them are at this crossroads where they're like, I kind of got to get my shit together. But they're not ready to do that yet.
Right.
So that's, like, the constant struggle. Whereas, like, 5 years ago even, it was just kind of like, oh, look at these, like, messes, kind of, like, figuring out their lives. But now it's like, no, your life needs to be figured out now.
Well, and I kind of actually said this to Rachel O'Brien last week when she was in. But I was like, I don't understand why any of these guys get married or settle down. I was like, because you're at a point in your life, you're bringing in money from the show, you're able to get drunk and get paid for it, and on top of that, you have girls at bars throwing themselves at you. What is, like,
love, Megan?
Okay, but then give it up. Like, you don't have to be married.
Yeah.
So why would you choose to, at the height of this, settle down? If that's what you want, you got to give up part of it.
I think you'll like this reference because Ben Affleck is in this
movie. Oh, okay.
He's just not that into you.
Right, love
There's
that movie.
There's this scene with Ben Affleck and...
Jennifer Aniston. Oh.
Bradley Cooper, thank you. And Bradley Cooper's like... And Ben Affleck is... So the whole... If you guys haven't seen this brilliant film... The whole movie, Ben Affleck is like, I don't believe in marriage. I don't want to get married. And Jennifer Aniston's like, bleh. But Bradley Cooper is married to... What's her name? Jennifer Connelly. Oh my God, thank God you're here, Molly. I was like, she's in The Hulk. And so Bradley Cooper's talking about why he got married. He's like, well, time went on and it seemed like the next thing to do, so we got married. And that.
She gave him an ultimatum, too.
Did she give him an ultimatum?
She told me it was like.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, the fact that both are one of our other producers, Molly and Rachel, have an encyclopedic knowledge of. He's just not that into you. A movie which famously sat on the shelf for 3 years before being distributed, so that all of the references are 3 years outdated by the time it came out in theaters. Like, I can't believe that both of you have seen this movie enough times to.
But
it
I
like
will
this.
Say, it is a very good movie. Every time it's on, I watch
all
it.
All the time on the E Network, okay?
It is.
I wanted to hate this movie so badly. Like, I went into it being like, this is going to be a piece of shit. I fucking hate this movie, and I cannot help but, like, own that movie. Like, I
this
love that
Drew
movie.
Drew Barrymore, Jennifer Goodwin,
yes.
Justin
yes.
Long.
Yes.
You need to give
Justin
it a rewatch.
Long. He's adorable.
ScarJo.
Okay, but wait, I want to go back to what
anyway,
you were saying,
because
you were saying that it bings a light for Ben, I think is what you're about to say. That Bradley Cooper, okay.
Oh, no, it's just that Ben is there, and he's like... that's why I brought... He's talking to Ben Affleck, but later Ben Affleck realizes, because of other things, that he actually does want to marry Jennifer Aniston, and he proposes with the pants.
I remember.
Anyway, but I always think of that when I think of men, because I do think there are two types. There's the Ben Affleck and there's the Bradley Cooper. There's the Ben Affleck who's, like, really in love and, like, will, like, commit to someone, whether it's, like... Obviously, eventually does marry her. But then there's the Bradley Coopers who just, like, don't want to be in a marriage and don't want to be committed. And they don't look at marriage the same way. Like, Ben Affleck takes marriage very seriously, which is why he doesn't want to get married. Bradley Cooper could give two shits about it. And it just...
So then who do you think Schwartz is?
I think that he wants to be Ben Affleck, but he's acting like a Bradley Cooper.
Fair. Fair assessment.
But I always think of that scene from the great, oh my God, what's the name of the movie?
He's Just Not That
Into You. Oh, He's Just Not That Into You. I keep wanting to say How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, a movie which I also love.
A much, much better movie.
Frosted. Anyway.
Okay. So from one
Sorry. That took a way big turn.
No, I like it.
Thanks.
From one cheater to another, now we find out maybe Rob has cheated on Sheena.
No. He doesn't like kissing.
Right. But what makes me more mad is that earlier in the episode, Katie is saying to Ariana, no one gets to light fires and walk away anymore.
We're going to get to the bottom of it. Because no one gets to light fires and f***ing walk away anymore. Because okay. That's not
no one fire and walk
no,
away.
No, I don't want to do that. No, and I don't want to be that person.
She does it too. And may I remind you, it was in season 2 when Katie, Tequila Katie, gets so drunk, she says to Stassi, well, you know Kristen had sex with Jax. And that's how we found out that whole rumor.
What a great reminder.
They all carry so much shit about each other.
Right.
And like just wait to release it. If I had that knowledge about someone, I would tell them as like a, I want you to know so you have all the information.
Well, that's what Ariana tends to do. She like finds something out and then like 2 seconds later, she's like, hey, by the way, this is a thing.
Right. Like, that's true. I mean, I still think she should work on her timing and yes. Not do it, like, in the middle of a party. But still.
Yes.
Yeah, like, it's so evil how they kind of hold on until just the right moment to be like, well, your boyfriend's cheating, too. It's terrible. Oh, but we also find out in this episode that Ariana
is just not having sex.
Because she was in... Oh. An emotionally abusive relationship, and she had opened up to us about it first.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to do the show because I was in a relationship with someone who was extremely emotionally and mentally abusive towards me, who told me Sheena was a piece of shit, that I shouldn't be friends with her, she's fake. He literally hated every single thing about her and every single thing about reality television in general. And I had already had fears as an actor of being around it. So he really, I just think, played into those fears. Maybe not on purpose, but it really, like, I was deathly. I was like, he's going to kill me. He's gonna break up with me if I'm even on this show for a second.
So you can listen to that full interview in an episode called A Long Day
from last April. But yeah, I was upset to hear that, obviously. Because that's terrible, but also because I feel like Tom and her relationship is so beautiful to me, and he really loves her so much, and the fact that she's still so affected when, like, she has this person that clearly, like, does nothing but, like, worship her. I mean, who knows? We don't know behind closed doors or whatever. It just made me, it's just so sad.
Yeah. I also just loved that Lala was shocked. You don't even give him blowies? Handies?
I don't really crave like a P in the V sitch.
Okay.
Pretty much ever.
Yeah.
It kind of was like uncomfortable for my vagina.
So you just give him blowies?
No.
You just finger bang?
It's sweet to see how supportive Lala is of Ariana, though. And sweet and...
Yeah, because I feel like we haven't gotten the chance to see her as a girlfriend because she only ever had James.
Right.
Lala's actually a really... awesome, like, girl you on your corner, like, cares about other women. She's like a good girlfriend.
Yes.
And I feel like it's refreshing to see it on this show because what Stassi needs from a girlfriend and what Katie needs from a girlfriend, I think it's not what a good girlfriend is always.
Right.
It's like blind loyalty. They don't actually ever support each other in the way that I think is... Lala is doing right now.
Right.
And then we see it later with Brittany too when she's listening to Jax, which made my blood boil too, Lala.
Let's talk about that. Okay, yes. So Jax is talking to some guy about the whole cheating thing and how, well, your favorite line.
If a squirrel came up to me with a pussy, I would have fucked it. I wanted attention.
Right. Yeah, I understand, but it's deep-rooted. If a f***ing squirrel would look at me with a f***ing pussy, I would have f***ed it. I wanted the attention.
But Brittany is so drunk when she goes into that room. But, like, I am in no way saying that I defend Jax, but I was just like, oh, Brittany, like, you've had too much because it's like... I don't know. Again, nothing good's going to come out of this conversation.
Right, but I think that's fine because, like, that's what happens. You get drunk and then you have, like, everything that's, like, boiling under the surface comes out. Like, that's what happens in life. So I was like, of course she's going to go in there. And, like, again, though, I understand that she's drunk, but I don't even think that that was Jax's problem with the conversation. It was like he was like, I just don't want to deal
with it. No, I know. I his thing is just completely separate from that.
I mean, I cannot believe that he's sitting there talking to Carter, which, no beard, what? I didn't recognize him.
I guess I didn't recognize that was him.
Yeah, that was Carter. But he's talking to Carter about it and saying the terrible squirrel line and defending his behavior, which, like, again, there's no defense. Which I'm married to medicine this week. It's this week's episode. Yeah. Curtis goes in, and the only reason why Dr. Jackie was able to forgive him, he's like, I take full responsibility for everything.
Yeah.
Learn from Curtis.
Definitely not enough groveling.
No! Curtis also sent her a gift every day.
So someone else at the party who's probably had too many drunken jelly bears, Ariana.
Yes. Because when Brittany even comes over, she just starts crying.
I love you so much.
I'm so f***ed up right now.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
Love you.
I love you so much.
But we find out that there is audio that Faith sent to James, who then sent it to Lala, that Jack's saying things like, I'm never going to marry her. I don't even love her. Terrible things.
Disgusting. It's a fairy tale. It's despicable.
Faith sent me the recording, and I sent it to Lala. Honestly, it does put me in an awkward situation because I'm friends with Faith, and I am friends with Jax now, and Brittany's such a sweet girl. It's a mess.
Which I think is the truth. Like, I think that he wants to love Brittany, but I don't think that he does.
Right.
I think that I just don't think, not that he's not capable of love, but I just don't think that he wants that. He just doesn't know how to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like,
yeah.
To quote another movie, I'm sorry, Bridget Jones's Diary, when Hugh Grant is like, if I can't make it with you, who can I make it with? And I want Brittany to be Bridget and say, that's not good enough for me, and walk away. And be with, what's his name? Colin Firth. Oh, my God. Why can't I remember anyone's name? Darcy. Mark Darcy. Yeah, I'm just disappointed in him. I think he wants to love her. And I think he probably does. He just doesn't know how. I just hate it.
I think it's going to get worse next week, too.
Ugh, you know, don't you? Have you watched
it? I watched it.
Jax, I just want... We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. Anyway.
So a few weeks ago, Sheena was in the office and we got a chance to talk to her. This was after she and Rob have broken up in real time, but we also touched on the rumors that were in this episode.
Well, I hope that's not the case.
Because, in that case, if Sheena, maybe you shouldn't be so concerned about my relationship, because guess what? You and I have more in common than we might think.
Sheena, girl, you're not that much different than me. There's also people telling me that your boyfriend's making out with people. So, let's just get it all out there.
You should also be aware this was recorded before Jax's dad passed away.
And also to note, in the beginning, we're talking about our newly decorated studio, which if you are a real fan, would already have seen it on our Instagrams and Twitters. Because we're talking about how she keeps in such good shape, and that kind of came from this amazing photo we have the Vanderpump Rules cast all in their skivvies.
I love that we have these photos in here.
I know, right?
Yes. I mean, tell us about, like, at what point...
Yeah, when did this happen?
That was, like, a year ago, because I chopped my hair around New Year's, so that was a little over a year ago. I was still with Shay when we shot that. I have a wedding ring in.
What is that?
Right.
Yeah.
What is the diet exercise regimen that leads to looking like that?
Thank you. A personal trainer.
Yeah.
But now, honestly, like, I wish I could say I still eat as healthy as I used to. I don't. Because I love food, and people like don't believe that. I'm like, no, I eat cheeseburgers every week. People always tell me to, and I take their advice and I do it. But I mean, I love Mexican food. I love pasta. So those are things that are in my regular diet, but I make sure to work out at least 4 times a week. And I do have a personal trainer, and I have some things at home where if I'm just like watching like an episode of Grey's Anatomy or something, I'm like, I will watch the show. And then during the commercial break, like do as many crunches as I can and then watch the show. And so like, I have these little things that I do at home when I can't make it to the gym with my trainer. But, I mean, a personal trainer isn't relatable for everyone, but that's what helps me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for a proper introduction, everyone, we are here with Sheena Shea.
Yes, yes.
And You know, we told you this the last time we were on the podcast, but our theme song is Shake That.
Yes. Okay, I've heard that.
Now, how much would we have to pay you to record an original song for our podcast?
Like right now?
I mean, right now, in the future.
In general. Yeah, oh, my God. General. James and I should do that. For, yes. Like, seriously.
That's our dream. Literally, like, no. If James could do it, it would be so
that
awesome.
That would be, okay, let's do it. Let's make it happen.
All right. You heard it here, folks. She said it. She said yes.
We've talked about doing a song together recently. But it hasn't happened yet. So I'll tell him now we have a job opportunity and we got to get this done.
Okay. Yes, I'm so glad to know, though, the music career is not dead.
It's not a career. It's more of a hobby. And it's something that I always had fun doing on the side. Like, I mean, if you know me, you know I'm not like shy to being the center of attention on stage. So that was something that was always fun and performing. And now I'm actually going to continue the on stage performing aspect, but not singing with acting. I'm going to be starring as Robin Brown in Sex Tips for Straight Women from a Gay Man in Vegas starting January 4th.
Oh my God, how exciting!
Yeah,
I heard that and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Do you have a best sex tip?
Up, twist, over, and down.
Nice.
Come see the show and you'll know what it means.
Well, we just want to say welcome back to season 5.
Six.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I can't believe it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
I mean, more than that, probably.
I can't either.
So you're in a very different place now than you were at the end of season 5.
Yes. Oh, well, I'm single again, so that's the same.
So if you're single, are you dating now or are you taking a break?
Not interested in dating right now. Rob is still very much in my life. We're very good friends. We talk almost every day. We still hang out every week. So as much as we're not together anymore, we still spend so much time together that I'm not even interested in spending that time with anyone else. I'm just focused on myself right now, my career, and this next chapter of my life, moving. I've never moved. Lived in Southern California my whole life. So this is a time that I don't want to spend dating, and I just want to spend focusing on myself and my career.
Where are you moving?
Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No, I have to move. This is a full-time job.
Oh, wow.
So I'll be there for 4 to 6 months starting January 4th. Goodness.
Right, because we've seen Sonia did like a brief stint in the show.
Yeah, mine's not brief. Mine's 4 months initially, and then depending on a season 7, when that would start, I may extend or not. I'm not sure. But as of now, I'm there January 4th to May 6th.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's 7 to 8 shows a week.
Wow.
I'm off on Wednesdays. So I will be traveling back to LA. I'll still be at Sur. Like, I'm still keeping all of that up. But I will be living full-time in Las Vegas.
That is crazy. I didn't realize it was that involved.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah, I actually have to move on Christmas.
Wow.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Yeah. So we'll have Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day. I'm just not going to go on social media. It's just like going to be like skipping Christmas, like Christmas with the Cranks.
Yeah. Love it. Well, is it weird for you or Rob to be watching the season now?
We actually watched the first episode together.
You did.
Lala, her man, came over. There was like her brother was in town. We had like a couple friends over. And it was fun to watch it together, but that was just the first episode. I don't know if we're going to want to watch every episode together.
Right.
But I didn't know how he was going to feel about it because he was very hesitant to do the show. But he knew that my life is my job and my job is my life. And they kind of go hand in hand. There's no separation. So he knew how important it was for me to show that side of my life, because that for the past year was the biggest part of my life. It was the happiest part. And he did it for me. Things didn't go as we wanted. They went the way we were afraid they would, but we got through it. And it's interesting to see me with someone new. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine how that is for the viewers, seeing me with Shay for so long. But now it's like for me, I'm like, oh my God, that's Rob. Like, it's so exciting.
Right.
But it is weird because, I mean, it's an edited version of our lives. So seeing bits and pieces is different, but it was fun, at least for the first episode, watching that together and making fun of ourselves. Like, I love doing that. I wish we could bring the people's couch to, like, our apartment, but have just, like, our cast watching our show, like, critiquing ourselves, making fun of ourselves, because that's what we do when we watch it. I'm not talking shit about the other cast members. I'm making fun of myself.
Right.
And I just think that's so entertaining. Like, I should do, like, a live stream or something one night watching the show.
You definitely should.
Yeah.
So, Lala and her guy still together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you and Rob kind of taking a break.
Yeah.
And Stassi and her boyfriend on the outs. Do you think the show plays a part in it? Because we don't see Lala's boyfriend.
Well, he is a very private person. He doesn't want that. And Rob's the same way. I mean, him and Rob talked a lot before doing the show. But Lala's man will never be on the show. He said if she's a housewife, maybe. So if we ever graduate, you may see him. But, wait, sorry. What was I?
Just do you think that the fact that he did come on the show, has that at all played a part in the breakup?
Yes and no. Like, you'll see probably in, like, I don't know, maybe episode 3 or 4, what was said about him that made it difficult. And that was kind of the moment where he goes, okay, this is exactly what I was afraid of happening. Mm. Like, that's not his job. Like, he's not a cast member. He just was, you know, a part of my life and wanted to show those parts, but then got completely thrown into the lion's den. A rumor is brought up, and I'm not going to spoil anything. It'll all play out and you'll see that. But it was just really frustrating. And this was, like, the reason why he didn't want to do it in the first place, and was just like, I don't want this part of your world to be in my life. And as much as he wants me in his life, and I am still in his life, and we are still amazing friends, the whole reality world aspect of it just scares him, and he doesn't want to be a part of that anymore. But he tried, and he did it for me because he loves me. But yeah.
Speaking of his hesitation, were you surprised that Stassi had Patrick on the show?
I was shocked. Really? Because, I mean, I've known Patrick for years, ever since, like, season 2 or 3. And when I heard he was filming, her and I don't even think we're really talking at the time, but I text her and I was like, oh my God, like, I'm so happy for you. Like, I know this must mean so much to you that he's finally filming. And she was like, yeah, we just filmed last night for the first time. Like, thank you so much. And then I don't know everything that happened, but seeing just in the preview and that part of, like, them breaking up, like, that's hard to watch, because I know how much it meant to her to get back with him. Like, that was her person. And then to bring him on the show and for it to still not work, it's like, I can relate. I get it. And it sucks.
Yeah. It was kind of sad to see that you and Stassi don't seem very friendly this season.
You'll see shifts in that, up and down. I just think that it's unfortunate that I do group Kristen, Katie, and Stassi together, but they have so many similar traits, and we don't mesh well together. It's like we've tried to force this friendship for so long, and sometimes it's organic, and then sometimes it's forced, and then sometimes they're just so mean that I'm like, I don't want to be friends with you anymore, but then sometimes they're so amazing that I'm like, no, I love being friends with you. And you'll see a lot of that this season, but Stassi and I did have a drunken emotional conversation, and it's very up and down with us, but I think you'll see a lot of that play out this season.
It's so funny, because when she was in the office a few days ago, she said the almost exact same thing. You guys just don't vibe well.
Yeah.
And that's okay, but it's just there's something that you guys don't mesh.
I think we have very similar A-type personalities. We're both leaders. We're both used to being the ones who get what they want, and this is my way and this is my way. And it's just like there are a lot of things that we're so similar with that we just butt heads and we just clash. And it's like, well, she has to give in to me to get my good side, but then I have to give in to her to do that. It's like there are just little things that I don't have issues with any of my other friends over. And for some reason with Kristen, Katie, and Stassi, it's just like, I'm like, no, but it is you guys, because my 30 other friends aren't like this. So I just don't think we mesh well, but I mean, I was just saying, I have so much love and respect for every cast member. I may not like all of them. There are quite a few of them I don't like, but I love everyone. I mean, we're all on this journey together. It is an ensemble cast. I mean, we all bring something different to the show, and the show wouldn't be the same without any one of us. It's like, yeah, it could go on, but it wouldn't be the same. And at one point in my life, each of them has been there for me and supported me, and for that, I'll always love them. but I don't like them for some things they did this summer.
Mm. Oh, can you allude to anything specifically?
It has to do with Rob and rumors and, but I mean, that's, it's the game we play with each other. So,
right.
You were really there for Brittany when, you know, the whole Jax cheating rumors, you know, rumors again come up and we find out he did and she's still with him. You're such a strong gal. Like, we see the way you sort of deal with things in relationships. And what do you think about that, that she's staying with him?
It frustrates me. It really does. But, I mean, I also, like, I love Jax. And as much as he can be an asshole and be a terrible person, he has a good heart and he has those good qualities that she's hanging on to that. So I understand it. And especially right now, his dad is battling stage 4 cancer. She's not going to kick a guy when he's down, no matter what he did to her. She's that good of a person that she's still going to stand by him because he needs her. And no matter how much he hurt her, she's still there for him. So it's like, it frustrates me because I'm like, you're too good for him. You're better than this. But from like a friend standpoint, I'm like, I mean, I get it. Like, they've been in each other's lives the past couple of years. They've been through a lot together. And as much as I think she should have walked away, I do understand the reasons why she hasn't.
You know, it all kind of came out at your birthday party.
Yeah.
Are birthday parties cursed?
I think they are. I think my birthday parties are cursed. I mean, I specifically left Katie and Stassi uninvited, so like nothing would happen and it would just be fun. But I mean,
little did you know.
Yeah. I mean, I've left Kristen off the invite list before and then something still happens. So, yeah. But I think I want to continue having birthday parties just to see what's going to happen next.
Please do.
Yeah.
So we play this game on the show. It's called Sophie Stanbury Choice.
It's Sophie Stanbury here. Get the tunes on because I'm ready to dance, bitch.
All right. Would you rather be in a recording studio all day with Shay recording a new song or in a recording studio with Brandy recording her podcast?
Brandy, all day long. Oh, yeah. She's asked me to be on her podcast, but out of respect for Lisa, I haven't accepted that offer yet because I won't do anything like that with Brandy that could disrespect or upset Lisa. But if Lisa's okay with it, I would love to do Brandy's podcast. I think she's hilarious.
So are you saying there's still bad blood between...
I try not, I mean, Lisa, we have that friendship level, but she is still my boss and my superior, and I try not to get too involved in her personal life because she's way involved in ours, and I think that's enough for her.
Right.
So whenever there is, like, I mean, there were, like, a few tweets that Brandy and I had exchanged, and I think it had kind of hurt Lisa's feelings, and I'm like, it was just, like, for me, like, before Lisa and I knew each other, Brandy and I had a feud for years already, so to be able to kind of squash that and be cool with each other, and when I see her out, like, I ran into her at Coachella, and, like, Rob and her boyfriend, like, hit it off, and they were talking, and we hung out, and it's, like, whenever I see her, just to be able to not get that, like, evil eye death stare, it feels good. So I would definitely rather be with her all day than recording a song with Shay.
Awesome. Well, I think to end this interview, you have a pinned tweet. It says, 2017, a year of doing me. If you don't like it, I probably don't like you. What is 2018?
I think I'm just going to change the 7 to an 8 in that tweet.
I love it.
Yeah, because I really felt that way this year. But as much as I was doing me, I was in a relationship and I was doing everything to make sure that, like, Rob was happy and, like, his life was going good with his production company and, like, doing everything I could to help him, that I really wasn't doing me. And 2018, that is all I'm doing. I'm moving out of LA for the first time in my life. I'm taking on a job that I normally wouldn't have, especially if I was in a relationship. If they offered this to me to audition, I would have been like, yeah, that's cool, thanks, but no thanks. Like, I don't want to move away from my man. So 2018 really is going to be a year of doing me. So I think I'm just going to change the 7 to an 8.
That's I love awesome. That. Yeah, you're Sheena Shea.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. So we had that interview with Sheena a couple weeks ago, but Laura Rosenfeld, who gave us our news with Booze earlier, tipped us off that Rob Valletta called into the Watch What Happens Live after show earlier this week and talked about their relationship with Sheena. And so we had to watch it and give our analysis.
Well, this is interesting because Rob...
Oh, I love a turtleneck, Andy.
Do you? On a man with the suit?
Hey, Andy. See, I leave you alone with Sina for 1 second. You're already trying to set it up with other guys.
I know. I actually feel a little embarrassed that I just...
Are we going to have a talk?
Well, I don't know. Well, are you broken up or not?
I mean, Sheena and I have been broken up for a little bit, but literally our relationship has maintained the same for the last 12 years. Like, we are then each other's best friends, and
literally the same,
you know, that
you.
Has so been in and out of relationship for a lot of 12 years. It's been great.
Rob, I want to know why you don't like to kiss.
Good question.
You know, I don't like to kiss in public. There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
Still in private, not the biggest kisser.
You know.
Okay.
I'm sorry. If you're not kissing your girlfriend in private, that's not
good.
Did you
think that
you're kissing
Sheena
someone else?
Sheena was moving too fast?
Oh,
is that
you
one
think?
Of the
I don't think that
up?
Is what happens. I just think that you don't have enough chemistry.
All, no. I mean, to full transparency, you know, everything happens for a reason. Sheena and I have truly always had a great amount of respect for each other and always loved each other. The truth is, it's really hard in her circle of friends. It's like, individually, when they're by themselves, they're really great people, but you put that group of people together and they're savages. They come after you, and it's really hard to have a successful relationship in with those people coming and attacking you from all sides. And at the end of the day, we've done a great job of communicating really well and supporting each other and being there for each other. And at the end of the day, we have a great relationship because we communicate through everything. And we always support each other. And if it's not,
like,
you know, right now,
breath.
Then it's in the future. And
yeah,
we know that. And we're okay with
good
that.
Call.
But it's really hard. You know, her world is sometimes really hard.
She's
feel
like
secure.
About to cry.
Before I let you go, anything you want to add to this conversation?
Well, I just want. Would you ever leave the show to be with Rob and sort of end the difficulties between you guys?
I said that, but he said he would never let me do that.
I would never let her do that. At the end of the day, you know, I know how important the show is to her, and I support her with that. And you know, like I said, everything happens for a reason. As long as we are positive with each other and always supporting each other, everything is going to happen, you know, the way it's supposed to.
So in 2 years.
I charge by the hour if you ever need
all right.
some more mediating.
Thanks, Rob. Good to talk to you, man.
I think that's bullshit. Like, if your boyfriend is saying, we can't be together because of this thing. And you're like, oh, well, I'll get rid of this thing. No, oh, I couldn't let you do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be with her.
You
He's
don't,
just
don't
not
be
that
with,
into
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Bringing it full circle. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I really think he's just not that into you.
Right. Why would you want to be with someone that's not a big kisser?
Maybe you're not a big kisser. I don't know. That's weird to me.
That's weird.
I don't know, but I do think that, like, there's a... I find that kissing happens a lot in the beginning, and then you kind of, like I don't have, like, full-on makeout sessions with my boyfriend anymore. But, like, you do kind of at the beginning.
Yeah, but...
It's not like we don't kiss. We do.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I don't know. Like, I always think about, like, I don't know if this is too much, but when I was, like, in college, I would make out with people all the time. And, like, making out, I don't know. But I've, like, moved past that stage in my life.
You just get straight to the boning.
Yeah, no, I just mean, like, it's what you do at a bar. Or it's what you do when you meet someone. You know what I mean? So it makes sense to me that he would have made out with a girl at a bar. Like, that's what you do when you're single and you're out and about and you're just making out with people, you know?
I also think I'm maybe affectionately needy. I require 25,000 kisses a day.
Oh, wow. 25,000. How do you even get into work? No, that was 24,999. Oh, wow. But yeah, her face while he was talking was like...
Not good. She's...
No,
like,
no,
I don't
no,
care
no.
what they've said.
No, she's in it still.
Yeah.
And when she was in the office, she seemed very cool, calm, and collected, but it's very different than when you have the person... talking about you to you, you know, it's very, what a strange, like, what other people are in that situation? Oh, we're getting your ex on the line. We're going to talk about what happened to your relationship
yeah.
in front of millions of people. But as we're saying this, like, I do kind of get the, like, there's always, I feel like it's a thing that I've heard before, like, I would never want you to give up who you are or what you're doing for me. Like, that sacrifice is too big. Like, I don't...
Yes, you know. But then you get over it and you still... Like, then he should get over it and just... I just don't even get that. This group is savages. I can't be around them.
Then also my thing is, then don't be.
Yeah.
Don't hang out with them. You
She's
see
not around
girlfriend.
Them all the time.
No, I mean, like, how often do you hang out? I mean, I don't know. You're married, so and you've been married for a long time, so you probably have, like... It's a different... I've only known my boyfriend for 2 years, but, like, he very rarely hangs out with me and my friends. Like, I hang out with him. We have, like, a couple that we, like, hang out with, or, like, I'll hang out with his friends from time to time, but most of our time together is
right.
ourselves.
I mean, I don't let Aaron have friends,
right.
but...
I forgot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very Yolanda Hadid thing.
We have to talk about that dinner party on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes, Camille!
A couple weeks ago when we were talking about Beverly Hills, you said that you're kind of loving Dorit, and I was like worried that in a couple episodes maybe you wouldn't feel that way. How do you feel after watching this?
After watching last week's episode, I was like, she's back. It's just, yeah. I was talking to this with Eric J. Mack earlier, and she's the kind of girl that you like love to go out with, but the moment you have to go to like a dinner party with her, like in this episode, you're like, oh no, I hope she doesn't say anything crazy.
I really like her drunk. She's so funny to me. I do love that Teddy calls her a show pony, because it's like that's clearly how
she
Teddy categorizes people. What kind of horse would you be?
When Dorit starts talking crazy talk is when I just honestly, sometimes she's a little bit of a show pony, and sometimes it just doesn't play well.
That said, we're clearly not hearing the full story of what led to her calling Camille a c-
Get an initiation sorry, tonight. David. Poor sorry. David. I feel bad. I'm going to pass out.
Camille, you're a stupid
Yeah, but I was like, that came out of nowhere.
Right.
I also didn't, I thought, I didn't know if we should talk about this before, but I didn't understand where she was going saying that she's going to make a dildo named Camille. Because
That's
she
what
doesn't
I'm
have
saying.
A uterus.
We're missing pieces of what led to this. I'm sure it was a really long, drawn out, silly conversation that they couldn't show the whole thing. But yeah, so.
Yeah, and I don't even think that people were that upset that she was saying, calling Camille a cunt. Or whatever. I think it was more like, you're being really obnoxious right now. Can you tone it down?
I did feel bad when PK is like, he's like trying to give her water. And then Mauricio, who was the nicest guy, he's like telling her to shh.
Yeah.
Was like, oh.
Right, Dorit, you need to be quiet.
Right.
It's just like, it was more like, ooh. I was like so embarrassed for her.
Yes.
Because like at the end of the day, like Camille shouldn't, and I don't think even did pay it any mind. It was more just like, I don't care about you. You're calling me a c-. Look at the way you're behaving. Like she looks like the asshole, not Camille.
Yeah.
And so that I was just like embarrassed for her.
But at the same time, I loved it. I love drunk Dorit. I want to get drunk with her. She seems fun.
Speaking of c***y, it's time for Eric J. Mack.
Gonna give the gays everything they want.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Rusty. We're worried about this episode. We're worried about this episode being like all over the place. But we're glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm here for, right?
Yes.
The most Erica Jane moment of the week.
Yay.
Okay, so this one is, I think, pretty obvious. Like in the episode, it's the look she gives, before the geisha house. It's when she comes out with the pink wig. She's got the vintage Gucci boots. She's got the Alexander McQueen dress or kimono type of thing. She looks like a superhero. And yes. Did you notice also there's a big, her branding is on the back of the McQueen. So, I mean, come on. If that's not the most Erica Jane thing.
I couldn't tell if it was like another piece on top of the kimono that had her branding or if she put it on the Alexander McQueen. Because a part of me was like, don't touch that.
Well, I did have the same thought, I must say. I think she did, maybe it was a second layer, but I mean, if she did go ahead and brand it herself, I mean, it's a custom McQueen. It's an Erica Jane original, which like, I want it.
I'm so poor.
Plus, the whole moment of her that I thought was really funny is when she gets into the geisha house and then she has to take off the enormous vintage Gucci boots.
I know.
And she's just got the little socks.
I know. I know. I felt like it was a really vulnerable moment. Like, that, those are the socks you wear. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was always, like, I was she's always one of wonder. Us. Yeah. I always wondered what you wear under those massive boots. Like, is it, do you wear socks? I guess you do. I mean, she was wearing them.
I thought it was funny. She's like, I should have worn knee highs.
Knee-high socks, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Vintage Gucci knee-high socks.
Exactly.
That's what you wear to the geisha house. I mean, we all know that.
I liked it was slimy.
It's a little slimy.
It's a little slimy. It's a little,
that was a really great scene.
It's a little slimy. Yeah. Oh, Erica.
So, yeah, that was the Erica J moment of the week.
Eric, while you're here, what do you think of that Camille dinner?
About what went down?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think Dorit was just a little drunk, and I think she was just trying to maybe be playful, but it really registered as incredibly wrong, and I don't know what she was coming at Camille for. I mean, Camille wasn't really doing anything.
Like this innocent on the side who's just talking about her struggles with reproduction.
Right, and she seemed like she was so happy to introduce her boyfriend to everybody and, like, you know, was looking for, like, a low-key, like, friends dinner at Kyle's, you know? And then all of a sudden, it was just, like, an eruption, you know? Like, yeah. I mean, like, so who said it? The tequila shot. Like, tequila one tequila shot, and you get a whole new...
Right.
You get a whole new Dorit.
I mean, we can all... And we can
all right. And we can all relate to right. one too many tequila right, shots, you know? So you can't necessarily fault her for that, but that sort of aggressive exclamation in Camille's direction was, woo! I didn't see that coming.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, guys. And I'll see you next Tuesday.
Let's get into our rose and thorn.
Yes.
What was your rose? I just read it.
Oh, yeah. Because this is a little more Beverly Hills because I know we didn't get to talk about it as much. Kyle. I can't even say it. It's just so funny. Her house is in disarray because it's being worked on. And she's, like, looking for, like, glasses or something. She goes, Mom, what are your ashes doing here?
Why are my mom's ashes down there? Jesus. This doesn't even go here.
Oh. Oh, my God. Sorry about that, Mom.
Was just so, like, macabre and funny to me.
I know. And you know who I thought about immediately? I was like, are Kim and Kathy sitting at home? Like, how dare she? Like, give us the ashes back.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
My rose. I have two. Okay. So, drunk Dorit just being like, how dare you, Kyle, my best friend. Like,
how shitty of you, my best friend, Kyle Richards.
Excuse me?
Like, I just felt like it was such a genuinely funny moment from her that we right. don't get to see all the time. And then also Lala thanking her kitty for taking that D like a champ.
My mom taught me at a very young age to be thankful for every single part of your being. I don't love my feet, but I thank them because they walk me around. I thank my hands, even though I think they're man hands. They give great hand jobs.
I thank my little kitty cat because it takes that D like a champ.
When did she do that?
She's telling Ariana, like, I know it sounds corny, but I do daily affirmations.
Oh, right. One of them is.
I thank my hands for giving great hand jobs.
Of all the things they can do.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thorn.
We didn't get to talk about it, but Real Housewives of Atlanta returned this week to a very serious episode. And not only do several of the women talk about their own experiences with domestic violence, but Cynthia's mom goes in and talks right. about her own personal experience. And so it's a little bit of a rose and a thorn because obviously these are terrible experiences. And hearing that, I watched it in a meeting a month ago, and I was like a mess in the meeting. And I was a mess watching it again. But at the same time, like, the fact that these women came together for this cause and how brave they were, it was just so inspiring. And just, like, I felt really, like, proud to be at a network that's, like, showcasing this.
Right.
So.
It was also my thorn, and specifically Cynthia trying to walk to her mom to comfort her, and Kenya being like, no, like, this, we have to let her finish. Oh, so sad.
I'm like getting emotional thinking about it. It was a lot. But yeah, they're all amazing women. Yeah. So
we want to hear what your rose and thorn of the week was at home. So tweet us using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meg Segura.
You can find me on Instagram at Suspiciously Small and on Twitter at Rachy Rob. Now it's time for some fan shout outs.
Yes.
Fan shout outs.
It's just a bird, you guys.
I do want to shout out an Instagram comment I got today. It's from LJ underscore Paris Photographer. Hi, Meg. Just to tell you that you have fans all the way in Paris, France. I listen to you and Rachel religiously. Keep up the great work.
Aw, merci.
Paris, though.
I feel really fancy.
Oui, oui.
I'm going to read one because it's about myself.
Oh, okay.
From at Isaiah Jovan. At Rachy Rob's rant about the Bubba incident on Pump Rules was so passionate, I die. Crying emoji, laughing face, crying emoji, laughing face. At Meg Segura, Bravo Daily Dish, even when she's out of the office, she still brings it.
And you do. You bring it.
Thank you.
I also just want to shout out Isaiah because he also tweeted at me.
Oh!
He's my only fan.
I'm sure that's
my
not
first,
true.
My first fan.
All right, but guys, let's keep the fan shout outs to Grace at a minimum. We don't want to create a monster here.
Right, the keep, head, the ego on this one.
Keep her humble. and I did want to shout out at Amanda Vickerson. We horse girls are all the same. If you grow up in it, it never leaves you. Love the Ariana Teddy comparison. So true, Grace.
I totally agree. I know I mentioned it earlier, but I see it. It's so clear to me. And also because she's like, I don't want to be part of the drama. It's like, it's really good, Grace. Good analysis. We wanted to do some iTunes shout outs as well. Faith James 1996 said, Megan, is this Faith who always tweets us? If you're Faith that always tweets us, let us know. Megan and Rachel are seriously funny and always say what I'm thinking about my fave Bravo moments. I try to save episode until Friday night when I drive home from college because it's the only thing that gets me through it. Thanks for aiding my college education in a very meaningful way. But seriously, if you're a Bravo fan, you will love this podcast like Lisa loves pink and Jax loves to cheat. Oh my God, Faith, I didn't get to the end.
From Lauren Hale, I look forward to this podcast every week. I wish I could call my two older sisters and vent about an outrageous Vanderpump Rules or Housewives show. So Rachel and Meg are my honorary ladies for all things Bravo. Love you both. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh my God, thank you, Lauren. I've never had a sister.
Neither have I.
So now we feel like we have one. And Lauren. So please keep leaving these amazing reviews on iTunes. They help us out a lot. So if you want this to keep going and us to keep talking to you, please review us on iTunes.
Because otherwise we can't.
Otherwise, and we're going to get shut down like next week. So you think we're joking.
But we're not.
See you next week.
Fun, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me.